Caden Sprinkle, 6 foot sophomore, North County Raiders.
28 footer sails it in. And the best thing about Caden Sprinkle is he has no conscience and no memory. 61-60. North County bolts on top.
With unlimited range, Sprinkle shot 41% from the three-point arc, putting in 19.6 points per game, pulling down just under 4 rebounds, and averaging 5 assists. He shot 84% from the free throw line.
Caden Sprinkle, North County Raiders.
Our next Dream Team interview is with North County High School sophomore Caden Sprinkle, who made his first basketball Dream Team this year. Caden, congratulations on making the Dream Team.
Thank you, sir.
As a sophomore, it's quite the honor, I'm sure, to make it on. Did you expect to get it so early in your high school career?
I'm not really sure. I mean, I'm really worried about trying to win for my team, stuff like that, and just be the best I can be.
Well, tell me about some of your favorite moments from your sophomore season this year, Caden.
Getting to play in the Christmas Tournament Championship, it was really a good experience, and there's one play that comes to mind when we were playing second at home. I drove to the basket and passed it off to Adam McGraw, and he got an and one. It was just kind of a real, big play in that, in the game, and we all, were really happy about it, and that was just one of the big ones that I remember of.
I'm glad you brought that up because you're known as a scorer, almost 20 points per game. You're known as a shooter, really, because you shoot 41% from beyond the arc. But something that might be overlooked with you is you average 5 assists per game. You set up other guys extremely well. Is that a part of your game that you take maybe the most pride in?
I enjoy driving to the basket and passing off for someone else to get a layup more than scoring points. I get more of a happy feeling about it. And I just try to make the right play, all the time, to put my team in the best situation to win.
That being said, you are a great shooter. I mean, I know I've heard about you coming up, through elementary school and middle school, how good of a shooter you've been. Now that you're playing varsity basketball, I get to see it firsthand. How long have you been working on becoming the great shooter that you are?
Since I was a little kid, we started playing AAU basketball in about second grade, and me and my dad would go to the gym a lot, and we just shoot all the time, and it's just we just did it over and over again. So,
safe to say that you just logged hours upon hours upon hours in the gym perfecting it.
Yes, that's the only way to do it is just getting there and repetitions.
Not only can you shoot a high percentage, but you'll shoot a pretty high percentage from, way downtown. We're talking, 25, 30-foot shots. You're not afraid to let it go. Is there any shot on the court that you're not confident to take?
I don't know about that. I mean, Coach Palmer says when I'm open to let it go, and I just try to take the open shots, and sometimes they are a little bit deep, but I feel like I can make them, but I try to practice a lot, and we practice those. Like after our practice, I'll shoot some deep shots just to take some game shots.
Well, and I've seen you make several of those shots, so if I'm the coach, I wouldn't mind you shooting them either. And your free throw shooting percentage is 84%, and I remember reporting on you winning, Elks Hoop Shoot Championships over the years and things like that. You've also spent a lot of time on free throw shooting, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
What are your goals for the next 2 years at North County team-wise?
I'd like to win the conference tournament, and especially the district tournament. That'd be a really good thing for us to win the district tournament and get in some bigger games.
And then this year, the team probably would have done a little bit better, but you got plagued by injuries there at the end of the season. And, right there around Christmas time, around that Christmas tournament, you were really hot. Then the injuries started happening once the year rolled over to 2016. How tough was that to lose Adam McGraw? And I think you lost Kyle Bonney a little bit later on.
Yeah, and we also lost Chase Caroline in that conference game against St. Jen. But losing Adam, he's kind of like our leader, and 20 points a game, that's kind of hard to replace. And he's just a good person for our team, to be around. And Bonnie, him being a senior, he was our point guard, so it was kind of tough to lose those. But we all were talking about it, and we just had to say we just have to keep playing hard and keep playing our game.
How different do you think the season could have been had those guys not gone down?
I think in some of the late game situations, having the seniority out there would have maybe changed, and they could have like helped us out a little bit.
You know, something, Hayden, I haven't asked you yet is just how does it feel for you to be a Dream Team athlete this year, considering it's the coaches that you've played against that voted you on and thought that you're one of the 10 best in our area? How does that feel?
No, it's a great honor to be selected as one of the Dream Team players.
Well, I always ask the Dream Team athletes about their parents and what they mean to their success, so I'll ask you the same question, Hayden. Who are your parents and what do they mean to you?
My mom is Lori Sprinkle, and my dad's Lance Sprinkle, and my dad, he's always been hard on me about basketball and tells me to keep working hard, and we've always went to the gym, and he just always works with me. And my mom, she's just one of my biggest supporters. She always goes to my games no matter what, and she really loves the game of basketball. But
and your dad was a pretty tremendous player himself, correct?
I guess you could say that.
Is the younger of the Sprinkles a little bit better, would you say?
I'd like to think so.
Hayden, is there anybody else you'd like to thank for helping you make the Dream Team?
Well, my sister, Briley Palmer, she would always open up the gym sometimes, and my dad couldn't, and she'd always work with me, and then my coaches and my teammates.
Hayden, congratulations once again on making our basketball Dream Team this year. We look forward to seeing you guys out at the ceremony.
Thank you, sir.